Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning and happy Resurrection Sunday, family. I'm Monica May. This is Community Connection on Star 94.5. We had a great turnout for our discussion this week on polycystic ovary syndrome at the station in what we call the Stanley Steamer Performance Studio, where we even gave away $100 in free carpet cleaning to one of the 50 women and one guy in attendance, bless his heart. But our doctors, both OBGYNs, were wonderful. Of course, Dr. Simpkins from our partner, True Health, Dr. Safi from Winter Park Women's Care, and our mental health expert was Nicole McKenzie. They were on fire. Our treat was the lady who's with us this morning in the Star Studios, Dr. Karina Seniors, the chief medical officer at True Health. She was celebrating her birthday and still came out. But the conversation this morning is about the newest service True Health's added, and that's mental health, something we don't always subscribe to in the Black community. In fact, one Hispanic lady even said at the PCOS symposium this week, "I know I should, but then people will think I'm crazy." A lot of people say that. That's because depression is such a problem with that syndrome. But not to digress, Dr. Seniors is here with us. John Curtin is here as well. He's a licensed mental health counselor. So we want to discuss their newest option in health, as well as their second annual gala coming up. That's Ovations. It's May 5th. So let's get started. Good morning, and thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
John, talk to me. Who are you? Where'd you come from? Your interest in mental health, and what are you looking forward to bringing to True Health?
Well, I'm originally from Buffalo, New York, but I've been down here in Florida for probably about 30 years now. Mm-hmm. I went to Florida State for my undergraduate and then went to Troy State to complete my graduate degree in psychology. And so I've been practicing in the field for almost 20 years now.
Wow. Okay. How's the field changed? Have you noticed much in terms of that?
There's definitely been a lot of changes since I've been in this field. Mm-hmm. I think that there's a lot more awareness about mental health and mental health issues. I think there's less stigma than when I first started working. I still think that there's more that we need to do regarding that, but I do think that we're definitely making progress in that area.
May I ask you one thing, current events, sort of, in terms of gun violence, what we're dealing with right now, do you see an uptick in that? And what do you feel in terms of what our governor could do in terms of mental health and the importance of it?
It definitely does seem like there is an uptick in gun violence going on throughout the country. Uh-huh. I do think that more mental health services are definitely something that would be helpful. And I really think if we look at more of the prevention approach, mm-hmm. trying to make sure that these kids are feeling welcome in school early on, that they're not being bullied, that they're feeling like they're getting all of the emotional tools that they need in school. That's one of the areas that we should be focusing a little bit more on. That's really the key to solving some of these issues, is really starting at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. So you say prevention would be a lot of solace to parents as well as teachers, and really would cut down or be more of a preventive factor when it comes to gun violence. When we think about that, when we think about the age of some of these people who are committing some of these crimes,
right.
Do you think that perhaps there were signs that we did miss because our country, our families, we're just not as aware of mental health as we should or could be?
And most of the time there are signs. A lot of times whenever we go back and we investigate these tragedies, we'll find people in that person's life who knew something was going on. They may not have known what to do about that information, who to contact, or even what they can do to help that person. But after the fact, most of the time we do see that there's been, you know, some warning signs that they've mm-hmm. been giving out.
How much of a connection would you see substance abuse, alcohol, anything hallucinogenic having an effect on the mental health of a person?
Substance abuse is a whole big category in and of itself.
Probably so, yeah.
It certainly can impact all of those things. If you're having an issue with substances, generally people with a substance abuse problem also are suffering from symptoms of depression, symptoms of anxiety. Oftentimes, it goes the other way around, too. People with untreated depression and anxiety oftentimes turn to substances to help self-medicate. Mm-hmm. So there's this interchange between all of those things.
Mm-hmm. And I think, for my understanding, that might be closer to the behavioral health that we're talking about, too, right, when we talk about what is affecting mental health. And behavioral health also includes, John, and you can help me with this, about for every 10 people, they say, in a doctor's office, 7 are there seeking care for reasons related to behavioral health. And that could include things like diabetes or weight mm-hmm. control or anything that helps you manage some type of a quote unquote disease.
Right.
What is the behavior behind it? So I think the two might be interchangeable, huh?
Definitely. And as more primary care doctors are getting involved, and Dr. Seniors can probably speak to this too, screening for depression, screening for anxiety, that can help get people access to the mental health services that they need to be able to treat those issues. Mm-hmm. And then we often find improvement in their physical health if their mental health symptoms are being addressed appropriately.
What do you think, Dr. Seniors, about that? And good morning to you. And I'm sorry to have left you out for so long, but John is new to our family, and I just wanted to break him in, if you know what I mean.
But
Dr. Seniors, what do you think about that in terms of, say, diabetes or things that people might think could be manageable, but something is causing this if it's not hereditary?
Sure. I mean, when people have different medical conditions, what we call chronic medical conditions like diabetes, hypertension, cholesterol, even cancer, there's a lot of toll that goes into that, you know, where you're thinking, what did I do to deserve this? Why me? What can I do? And I'm going to miss out on everything that everybody can do and have. And how does this affect me and everybody around me? And a lot of times it can take a mental toll. Then again, on the other side, you know, sometimes when you have mental illness, you are depressed and you're not eating properly, you're not drinking properly, you're doing a lot of other things, which can lead into depression, anxiety, substance abuse, just like John said. So it's a great idea for providers to always do screening tests. Actually, True Health, we try and do screening at least once yearly. It's called and John, you may have to correct me on that one, it's a PHQ-9 depression screening. And
is that offered to everyone?
Everyone. The nurses usually ask that question at their visit. Usually when somebody's coming in for a pap smear, their physical, we usually offer that test. And then, of course, if anybody is saying, hey, I don't feel quite right, I think I'm depressed or depression runs in my family, the nursing staff can go ahead and run that test. And it gives us a little bit of a baseline. And that usually opens that window up for the providers to talk to them about, hey, what's going on in your life? What do you need? What's happening? Do we need to talk medication? Do we need to talk counseling? Do we need to talk something else?
If you're just tuning in, a very good conversation we're having with Dr. Seniors and John Curtin, and he's with True Health. With him being a licensed mental health counselor, he's got 20 years of experience. Mental health and behavioral health is the newest addition to the True Health family there. And when we're talking about the baseline that Dr. Seniors just mentioned, can you imagine that opening the door to a discussion like that when a woman simply comes in for the basic well woman exam? If we could get all doctors to do that for every baseline exam, that means a regular visit to just your doctor and just making sure that those simple questions are asked. What a difference that could make. How do we push for that, John? Because I know all doctors' offices are not doing that.
And there is a big push going on right now throughout all of medicine to actually include these screening questions. So more and more doctors' offices are doing these screenings and then referring to mental health professionals such as myself to be able to help that client be able to address these issues. And oftentimes, they're not even aware that they're depressed. They know that there's something off. They may think that it's, you know, something that's going on. It's a physical problem and not necessarily related to depression. But then when we start to dig a little deeper, that's when we discover, no, really, you mm-hmm. have some depression, you have some anxiety. Here's some things that we can do to help treat that, help you feel better. And then hopefully that's also going to help improve their physical health too.
Do you think by introducing that simple questionnaire once a year at the beginning of the time that people come to see the doctor, that could really stop the stigma or at least dive it down some in terms of how mental health, the stigma is perceived?
Yeah, I definitely think that doing that certainly will help with the stigma. I think even doing shows like this also help dispel some of the stigma too.
Mm-hmm. When we talk about that, what are some of the things, John, when people come to see you that they are talking about? Just a broad range.
Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, you know, there's a few different categories of why people would come see a counselor. Sometimes it's just that they have some life events going on and they're having a hard time adjusting. Could be divorce, could be loss of a loved one, could be change in career. And then other times people are coming in because they have more serious symptoms like signs of depression or anxiety or substance abuse issue. So those are really the main reasons why somebody would come see a counselor. And sometimes it's for the more serious things. And sometimes it's more about personal growth and how to learn new coping skills.
Mm-hmm. And you are equipped in your office to help manage or help them navigate through those things, through spoken counseling.
Yes, definitely. We talk about different ways that they can approach the problems that mm-hmm. they have.
That's good, John.
Thank you.
Now, are you able to prescribe medication if that person needs it? Can they get that from True Health? What happens with them if you do deem it that they do need to go further with treatment?
As a licensed mental health counselor, I cannot prescribe medication. But what I will do is if I see somebody who does need medication or I think that it would be beneficial to their situation, we'll find a psychiatrist within the community that we refer them to based on what their financial situation is or what their insurance situation is, and we'll find somebody that will match up with that to mm-hmm. be able to assist with the medication piece.
One of the things that I love most about True Health, and one of the reasons why I really wanted you all as one of our Star Care sponsors, is because of the care and concern that you offer your patients. You don't get that with every healthcare provider, and that is the one thing that True Health really, I think, runs circles around folk today. And the fact that you said, well, you know what? Let's see what works best for you all. The patients can be seen at True Health on a sliding fee scale, right?
Correct. And going back to what John was saying, you know, he may recommend a psychiatrist, but he can also speak with the providers at the sites. And sometimes the providers can start them on medication right then and there. But even if the psychiatrist writes medication, they can bring that medication back to True Health because we have 4 pharmacies at different locations. And usually we can try and offer a discount on those medications or have them available at a sliding fee scale. And then the provider, if it's a medication that we have on stock, we can try and keep writing it for them at a more affordable rate.
That's what I'm talking about with True Health. We are speaking with John Curtin this morning and Dr. Karina Seniors, and she is our senior physician there at True Health. And they have several locations, and she's going to share with you some of those locations. John is a licensed mental health counselor. We're talking about mental health, behavioral health, this being the newest addition of services being provided through True Health, but we're also trying to dive down the stigma associated with it. And if you know anything about me, every chance that I get, I'm always trying to take stigma off of something, whether it be HIV, whether it be youth, period, and some of the things that they're going through. I like to talk, and I'm aware of the factor that even in mental health, you can talk, you can prescribe, but if the two are not interchanged and managed, it doesn't help much of anything. Would you agree with that, John?
Definitely. There needs to be communication, not only to make sure that the patient has a buy-in to what you're trying to do, and so they agree with the plan that I come up with. If I can come up with the best plan in the world, but if it's not what the patient wants to do, it's not going to work. So it's really about building a relationship, having good communication with that person to make sure that we're finding a solution that is going to be workable for them,
mm-hmm.
and then coordinating with the other providers that they're working with to make sure that we're all on the same page and we understand what's going on globally with that patient.
And True Health actually works in concert like that with other physicians. That's wonderful.
Monica, let me tell you something else that we have just started, especially since we have John here now. We've actually started telemedicine services in our behavioral health. John, you want to tell a little bit about that?
It allows the patient to meet with their provider over the internet through a video conference. And so I'm actually able to be at my normal location and meet with a patient at any one of our locations around the city. They don't have to come to me. They just go to one of our locations. We have camera equipment set up at that location as well as in my office. We can have a whole session just back and forth through the video conference.
Patients are responding well to that?
Yeah, for some patients, it works better for them because if they have a hardship in being able to get around town, it's a lot easier for them to just get to the one location that's close to them as opposed to coming all the way out to the Lake Underhill location, which is where I'm at.
Because that was going to be my next question. Where are you physically housed? So again, John Curtin is a licensed mental health counselor with True Health. That service that they're providing is one of the newer ones and really good and in time for what we're dealing with in our community right now. And we're talking about some of the ills that go along with being described as a person with a mental health issue. It's not an issue. It's just like if you had a cold. It is just meaning something is wrong. There's an imbalance there. The sooner you can get assistance, the better off you'll be. And the fact that John is there and he can see you no matter where you are in the city, as long as you can get to any True Health location, you can get a session with John. Now, are you the only one providing mental health services right now?
Right now, I am the first person providing mental health services at True Health, but things are starting to pick up rather quickly, so we'll see where it takes us.
Because Dr. Senius can attest to this, the fact that when you look at what's happening in our community, the fact of the matter is a lot of us are dealing with some mental health issues.
That is true. As we know, in the African-American community and Hispanic, Latino, all of our communities, mental health has always been a stigma. You know, everybody always says there's something wrong with that person. You just need to pray on it. You need to just work through it, go exercise some more. But sometimes you need that extra touch.
You need help.
You need help. You need to know that it's okay that you're having some issues and it's okay to seek help for it. So what we're trying at True Health is to make sure that we're having availability and opportunity for our patients and people in the community to come in and get that help.
I think what's happening now in our community, and John and I talked about this earlier, especially when we're realizing that mental health is not something that just a person that lives out under the bush or under the bridge deals with. Mental health really looks like you and I. There were times when a single mom could be overwhelmed. And if you're crying constantly or if you are sad all the time and there never seems to be a break in your mood, you might want to try one of True Health's their benchmark series questions on if you are depressed.
And one of the nice things about coming to a place like True Health and getting counseling, going back to the issue with stigma, is they're waiting in a doctor's office room. Nobody knows why they're there.
Right.
So as opposed to going to a regular counselor's office, everybody knows why you're in that building. This helps, you know, keep some confidentiality and some anonymity for that patient by just going to the True Health office.
And Dr. Seniors has already listed out all of the many locations and we'll post them for you. Or you could go to mytruehealth.org and you'd find the listing of all the locations. You know what we need to talk about?
What's that?
Something that I was so very proud of you all, but I could not believe it. 40 years last year, celebrating and never going outside for financial assistance. Really, the gala or the gala was just set up so that people would be even more aware of the services that you provide. Getting ready to have the second one, huh?
Yes, we are. It's coming up.
Yep, May 5th.
May 5th, Cinco de Mayo is what we always try and remember. it's called Ovation Gala, and it's a wonderful opportunity for people to find out the services we offer. We have True Champions, and that's honoring clinical staff, administrative staff, board members, and even some of our local government officials. I can't say who the new champions are going to be, but they are there, you know, people who help us out. And the gala is basically set up to try and be a fundraising event so that we can try and bring more knowledge about what True Health has to offer, but also we can give back to the community and back to our patients. Because we have a lot of patients who are uninsured or underinsured, and they can't make a decision on, do I get my medication or do I bring food into the house? Do I pay my rent or do I go see that doctor? So part of what we do is we try to put patients on a sliding fee scale to make it affordable for them to come in, also affordable for them to get labs, and affordable for medication. But it's going to be a wonderful event, and right now we're still actively seeking sponsors.
donations, because we do a lot of things at that event. You know, it's food, fun, live music, but we also have live and silent auctions. And the live auction this year, we're going to have vacation packages, motor scooters, handbags, and even a boat.
I heard you say that earlier, a boat that goes in the water and it's for people and not just a toy boat, right?
Correct. Not a toy boat, has a motor, goes around, you can fish off of it. A real boat. I didn't believe
them either. Wonderful. I mean, whose idea was that?
For a boat?
Uh-huh.
I have no idea. Probably somebody in our marketing department. I'm not going to name his name, but probably somebody in the marketing department.
Somebody like Mike, huh? I know. I think that's wonderful because that brings in a whole different stream of income and it puts you in front of a whole different audience of people because we all know that everybody's not getting out on the water in just any old kind of boat.
Right.
So that's a good thing. That is a good thing. So May 5th, where's the location this year?
The location is the Renaissance by SeaWorld. And it is May 5th. It is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. If you want to get more information, you can go on our website, which is www.mytruehealth.org/ovation. And you can look up everything about it. You can, you know, if you want to sponsor or donate, you can send messages that way as well. You know, we love for people to come on out. You can buy tickets that way as well.
All right. And it's really important to help people who are helping us in our community. Wanted to get back and ask John one more question, too. And this was about counseling. Again, we're talking with John Curtin. He's a licensed mental health counselor. And we're welcoming him into the fold, the family of True Health. He's been there since, what, January with this newly developed service provided to the community. But John has more than 20 years of counseling experience. I wanted to ask, though, do you offer family or even couples counseling?
Right now, we are doing family counseling. We're also looking at adding groups in the near future. We're not currently doing couples counseling, but that's something that we may be looking into down the road.
Okay, and I think that that's good. One of the things that I've learned about couples and the need for understanding is having that relatable factor. And sometimes it takes a third person to say, you know what, this might not work for you all, or this is going to work, but here's an issue that you all have, and you're going to have to look at that.
Right. And we definitely, in somebody's individual counseling, oftentimes relationships come up, whether it be your romantic partner or whether it be family members.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big part of what goes on in counseling is understanding where there may be some issues in those relationships and understanding what role you might be playing in them and how to make some changes on your end.
Mm-hmm.
And then looking at the bigger picture and seeing if there's something else that's going on with that other person that they're involved with, too.
Dr. Seniors, I wanted to get back with you. We've shared a lot of information. We talked about the newly developed mental health and behavioral service division that John is heading up now as a licensed mental health counselor. We've talked about all of the services, including Dr. Vivas. He's like my favorite person to come to during our Tom Joyner Take a Loved One to the Doctor events because he doesn't mind touching your feet, and he really is interested, especially if you are a diabetic. That is one of the more tender areas of a person who does have diabetes, their body, and something that they tend to overlook. And Dr. Vivas teaches you more about that. But we talked about telehealth, which is really cool because John could be at one location, the Lake Underhill, and as long as you can get to a True Health location, they can put you in a room with a camera and you guys can chat.
You know, we just want to remind people that True Health is here for the community. You know, our goal is to take care of the whole person, whether they be have mental issues, physical issues, or any other kind of issues. We also take care of newborns all the way until someone's in their hundreds. We take care of people who are uninsured, underinsured, and have insurance. We're here for all of the community. So come on over. You know, we have no problem with that. And we offer a lot of wide variety of services that we mentioned earlier. We just really want to take care of everybody.
Serving the community. Real choices, real care. MyTrueHealth.org. Thank you both for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to another edition of Community Connection on Star 94.5. I'm Monica May. Pastor Reva Timms is up next with the Glory of Gospel.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.